Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, an interesting new development in one of the cases, one of the charges leveled against former President Donald Trump. The former National Enquirer publisher is to appear before the Trump grand jury. Joining us right now to tell us more about this, ABC News senior investigative reporter Aaron Katursky. Good morning, Aaron.
Oh, good morning to you, Paul. David Pecker, when he was publisher of the National Enquirer, was famous for a tactic known as catch and kill. He would acquire stories, usually, you know, paying some amount of money, not to publish them, but to bury them. And that's part of his relationship with former President Trump. And in 2016, or in the run-up to the election, there was this bit with Stormy Daniels, the adult film actress who had a long-denied affair with Donald Trump. She was paid money to keep quiet about it, and that payment is now at the center of a Manhattan District Attorney criminal investigation. David Pecker helped arrange the payment. Michael Cohen was in on it as well, and he actually served federal prison time for you know, breaking federal campaign finance law. And the Manhattan DA is now considering whether to charge Trump or his company for falsifying business records as it relates to the payment.
This is an interesting new development because this case seemed to be sort of at a dead end, didn't it?
It did for a bit. You know, a year ago this time, we were talking about the resignations of the two senior prosecutors who were leading the criminal investigation. The Manhattan DA's office had changed hands. Cy Vance did not seek re-election. The new DA, Alvin Bragg, seemed skeptical about the case, did not readily bring an indictment the way that Cy Vance seemed to be on that path. So the two senior prosecutors left. But over the last several months, what's happened? The Trump Organization has been convicted, I think proving to the district attorney that you can win a criminal conviction in a case involving Donald Trump. And he has, you know, started to rethink the potential outcomes here. So he has convened a grand jury. David Pecker's among the first witnesses to go before it, and we'll see whether criminal charges are now in the offing.
One of those prosecutors is about to publish a book about this experience.
One of the ones who left, Mark Pomerantz is next week going to publish a book about his experience investigating Trump, and I think we'll probably lay out the case the way he would have laid it out to a jury had he gone to trial. And we know that there's a lot of material there, right? Because a companion civil lawsuit by the New York Attorney General mirrors the direction where the prosecutors had been going. And according to that civil investigation, Donald Trump's business practices are rife with fraud when it comes to valuing his real estate holdings to be as advantageous as possible in a way that some believe violated the law. Now, Trump, of course, denies wrongdoing and has chalked up all of these investigations as witch hunts.
Very interesting to watch all these pieces fall into place. Aaron, appreciate your reporting. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Paul.
Bye-bye.